There has been a murder, and there are 10 suspects. Standard convention for a murder mystery, right? Well, in Murder for Two, the season-ending production from Theater Squared, every single suspect is played by one actor, James Taylor Odom.
It's challenging, but it's so much fun. I think that the minute you recognize this isn't this, yes, this is going to be work, but this is going to be really fun. You're going to allow yourself to play.
He says there are small costume changes, small details that allow him to alter the characters with gesture and voice.
I've used some people that I've seen in real life as inspiration for some characters. I won't say what those are because I want them to be a surprise. And I'm still kind of feeling my way through some of those and finding ways to continue to find the heart of each one.
Last week, James Taylor Odom, his castmate Brian Walters, and the director of Murder for Two, Morgan Hicks, took a break from the rehearsals to talk to us about the play. A musical comedy, the play earned critical acclaim and a loyal following both in Chicago and during a twice extended off-Broadway run. One actor investigates the crime, the other actor is every suspect. Plus, there is a piano. Morgan Hicks says T2's decision to stage Murder for Two, a decision made way back when this season was just a list on paper, presented her with a challenge when it came to casting. She says she's familiar with productions requiring actors to switch roles, but not with this level of complication. And there are factors limiting just who she could cast.
You can only cast people that are really funny, that are really good actors, that are really, you know, smart and clever, and that can play piano really, really well. And so we saw a lot of people, not a lot of people, we saw a good number of people for the roles, but it wasn't easy to find somebody that could hit all of those, that could tick through all of those boxes.
She says she is deliriously pleased with her two-person cast. Odom and Walters seem to be pleased themselves, even if the levels of difficulty with this show are upped a bit. The rehearsal time has been just a bit compressed compared with the usual T2 schedule, and because the cast is just two people, and the investigation into the murder is all about Walters' police officer questioning Odom's suspects, the actors are on the stage all the time. Odom says that's a bit different from most plays when even the protagonist has at least some time off stage.
I did Amadeus last fall here, and I was on and off stage at different parts of the show, but lots of downtime. And I knew coming into this wouldn't be the case, but actually feeling that is a challenge, but it's also exciting because it keeps you engaged. Mm-hmm. It keeps you always thinking on your feet, and you don't feel that you're ever, like, out of the world.
Brian Walters, who plays the police officer, says really it's a gift to never have the downtime, to never have the temptation to let the mind wander while others are taking care of their roles on stage.
Sometimes we take for granted that, oh, during this scene, I'm going to think about what I'm going to get for dinner. Oh, wait a second, you know? And, but we can't do that, and that's a gift to anybody who's an actor that wants to do a show, to be completely engaged for 90-plus minutes, to have fun.
Walter's character desperately wants to become detective, and finding the cold body of a great American novelist surrounded by eccentric suspects like the deceased wife, Suprema Ballerina, and a perhaps too friendly psychiatrist might just be the police department ladder climbing opportunity he needs. And all the time he's interrogating the 10 suspects, he's looking into the face of one acting partner.
Yeah, it's very confused. Sometimes, you know, we don't know who I'm talking to at times, you know. But, you know, for my character in relation to these 10 other characters that he's playing, it's fun to kind of be just one solid person on a mission. But it's kind of like driving around a parking lot and you can't find a spot.
Director Morgan Hicks says there is a third cast member, just not a human one. She says the piano is at the very heart of the storytelling as investigator and suspects take turn on the ivories and singing. The actors say the piano is part musical instrument and part choreography. Ryan Walters calls it pianography.
At times the audience gets to see us playing, you know, the both of us, four hands playing one piano and creating this whole orchestra. And then within the context of the show, it's used in a bunch of different ways, not only as furniture, but also in scenes. And it's a tool to in the plot to bring something out of the characters or inner life or what we're trying to find. You know, it's a murder mystery, so trying to find motives and expression.
Murder for Two formally opens tonight at Nadine Baum Studios in Fayetteville. You can find out more information about the production, including a complete schedule of performances, at theater2.org. That's theater, the numeral 2, .org. And before we leave the rehearsal space, here is James Taylor Odom at that piano and Brian Walters singing as our police officer first discovers he might have stumbled upon the case that could propel him to detective.
Protocol says, be strict, keep your cool or you'll be licked. Never look weak, never look hurt, never look a thing except alert. Protocol says, be bold, keep your suspects well controlled. If you're in a pinch, never give an inch, it'll be a cinch if you follow each rule you're told. Every puzzle piece holds a clue, when you're adding them up, just do what protocol says, they'll fall in place. Every fingerprint fits a hand, if you're willing to understand what protocol says, you'll crack the case. Oh my God, Chief, have you been listening on the phone this whole time? How embarrassing. What? Well, is the Chief available? Can you put him on, please? Great. Protocol says, be skilled, don't let mass commotion build. Never look weak, never look hurt, never look a thing except alert. Protocol says, be skilled, don't let mass commotion build. If it's getting tough, then you're in a rut. If you know you're
James
stuck,
Taylor Odom at the piano, Brian Walters singing. They're the cast members of Murder for Two from Theater Squared.